Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Miles is back and has flip-flopped. Brown's new quarterback is Kenny Pickett. Your Cavs are 54-10. We got a whole just bunch of stuff to get to. It's Jake Vlomek with you guys here on Overtime until 11. We have Jax Gregory on the board as well. You heard him on the updates. Anthony Allant as well as doing work behind the glass. This entire thing, because we're going to get to Kenny Pickett, it's just been a bad rollover starting from Friday night directly after the show all the way through until today. Like, the Miles news was relatively good, and it was like the one breakup, but the Friday is where everything went wrong, right? We had a show Friday. The show went great. I decide on my way home, hey, pretty hungry. Let's go get something to eat. Absolutely. Just thought it was going to be a quick in and out. No process. You know, just listen. Fast food is not exactly something I avoid, okay? It's if it's there, it's available. I just go and get it, okay? Or the health nut is not anything. I ate a whole cucumber today. Okay, that was my head at work. Ate a whole cucumber. Sliced up. Thank you very much, Jax. Thank you very much. A little spinach and artichoke dip. Now, had to make it a little fat, but it was fine. But yeah, not exactly a health freak. So I decided I'm going to get some fast food. I go and I say, all right, I'm going to get some Taco Bell. Okay. Late night, show's closing. It's like we're getting there probably 11:30, 11:40. I decide to mobile order my Taco Bell. Key part of the story, I mobile order my Taco Bell, meaning that I pay in advance. I then got to the drive-thru, and I was like, oh, a little busy tonight, you know, 4 or 5 cars. Sometimes when I stop off this Taco Bell, usually more so during the week, it's like one car in front of me or nothing, and I get right in and out. Never had an issue. I proceeded to sit in that Taco Bell drive-thru for a whopping 45 minutes. I went 30 minutes without anybody even touching or talking to me. Like, they didn't touch the button. I was sitting at the speaker for 10 minutes without anybody turning it on to say hello. Don't worry, we'll be right with you. None of that. No, I sat there for an entire 45 minutes to the point where I was then fuming. I get to the window, and I'm not somebody who gets mad easily, so when I am then mad, I'm extra mad. And I didn't treat our you know, customer service people with any disrespect, even though that maybe they deserved it. But I was sitting there, and I pull up to the window. I look. There's two employees leaning on the counter, doing absolutely nothing. And I get my food, and it's spilled all over the bag, right? I had chips. I had chips, and they were all over the bag, and the food was cold, and they got my order wrong. And just from there, the entire week was shot. There was nowhere to go. The entire week was shot. I am not a Karen write the review person. I had to write a review. I had to go into the mobile order, and I had to write a review and just be like, this is atrocious. Did I pull a Karen? Maybe a little bit. Is 45 minutes too long to sit in a drive-thru? I would say absolutely, but I was standing on principle. I was standing on principle. I paid for my food. I was not going for the refund. You know what? My $12 was not going to waste on Friday night. And then the entire week, I swear, it just went downhill from there. The weekend was shot. because I sat there and then, you know, we just, I don't know. It wasn't even anything else bad happened. I was just riding off bad momentum from one Taco Bell experience. That's all it was. It was one bad experience and that was it. But and then we get here. I thought today was going to be a good show. I thought we were going to get to talk about some Myles Garrett, see how you guys felt. But scrap it. Kenny Pickett, your new quarterback in Cleveland. Here you are. The Browns making a trade for Kenny Pickett, in which they send Dorian Thompson-Robinson and a fifth-round pick in exchange for Kenny Pickett. I'm so torn between this move, by the way, because Kenny Pickett's not a guy that moves the needle for me. It doesn't do a whole lot. We'll talk about him later. Also, managed to be one of the, probably six quarterbacks not on the quarterback big board that are available in any capacity this spring. We had 34 quarterbacks done. No Kenny Pickett on the quarterback big board. We'll get to him at 8:40. We'll get to him. We'll have to add Kenny Pickett, the new signing to the Browns quarterback big board. But I'm just torn. Doesn't move the needle for me. I sit there. And it could be worse. You didn't really give up a whole lot, right? There's positives, I think, that come from this. You actually finally get a little bit of admittance that, hey, maybe DTR just not a great quarterback. Maybe that guy's just bad at football. You know what? Let's trade him away. And you actually have to package him and a fifth-round pick in order to move off and get a backup quarterback in the NFL, a guy who was mistakenly taken in the first round. But hey, you moved off of him. Fifth-round pick, even though it's a gear that the draft's a little deep, maybe I'd want that fifth-round pick. It's okay. It's okay, because now we have Kenny Pickett. Which, here is where I then draw the question. Right? We have reports from Mary Kay Cabot, as well as I'm sure some other people have it. But the Browns probably going to look at some more veteran options, as I would expect. If you stop and don't at least consider going for other options, and you stop at Kenny Pickett, feels like we've done this entire thing wrong. Feels like that's probably not the route that you want to go. But hey, here you are. It's Kenny Pickett Central, and you have him as a quarterback, and now you're saying, I look at this room. Okay, well, we know Deshaun Watson's not playing. And I have Kenny Pickett and nothing. That's it. You're sitting in a quarterback room right now of Kenny Pickett alone. If the season started today, and thankfully it does not, Kenny Pickett would be your starting quarterback. And I almost have a small fear that, yes, while the Browns will consider their other options, that Kenny Pickett, maybe not considered a full season starter, but maybe walking in week one and be the guy under center. Because truthfully, you didn't get to see him play a ton last year. He stepped in moments for the Eagles, right? Took a knee in the Super Bowl. Congratulations, Kenny Pickett. We have a Super Bowl ring in Cleveland once again. Okay, Super Bowl winning quarterback. I think he threw an incomplete pass and took a knee. But he really didn't get much. I mean, he threw two touchdowns, one pick. He has not had this long, really thought out, developed, fleshed out version of quarterbacking that you would like to see from a guy that they're going to go through and start. He's never played a full season. You obviously know he started for the Steelers. Was never really that great there either. It's just not a whole lot that does for me. There's just not much there. If you need me to say anything, Kenny Pickett, a rather intelligent quarterback. Okay, like he can make, I think, an easy offense look just like that, easy, which is what Kevin Stefanski's offense tends to be for your quarterback. It tends to be take care of the football. Don't do any Pickett's capable of that. But I'm not exactly singing praises on the guy right now. My problem is if this is your solution, if this is your legitimate plan, because maybe you don't have a ton of money, Kenny Pickett's going to come in worth like less than $3 million next year, and that's what you're going for. Well, Kenny hands too small, Pickett's not doing anything for me, right? Kenny two gloves. I just can't. I can't just go down with that being the answer. But I don't know truthfully that that's the answer the Browns are going down. I doubt you would play 17 games if Kenny Pickett is your option. I doubt that with Myles Garrett coming back, the sell was, hey, we almost got this deal done for Kenny Pickett. Man, do we like him? And Myles is like, you got me. I'm sold. Guy threw for 200 and something yards last year and was healthy the entire year practically. Yeah, I'm in. I think this is more likely to be the start of something. The start of something that the Browns are looking at. And I think this actually opens new doors, which is really interesting. Because the fact that you moved off of DTR, did so in a trade, and added somebody else in the room, I think actually takes this from, okay, this team's going to have two quarterbacks, and then DTR is either going to get cut, or DTR is going to be your emergency practice squad quarterback, who, again, probably at some point in the season ends up getting cut. But with the trade for Kenny Pickett, you almost take this from a two-quarterback battle to a somewhat three-quarterback battle, maybe two and a half. We've been generous, maybe two and a half quarterback battle. But he's in the mix. He's in the mix of what the Browns could potentially do. And if he started week one, he's not the guy that you want under center with your season riding and your jobs riding on the line if you're Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. He's definitely not the pick that you turn to. But at the same time, if I need Kenny Pickett to be a spot starter, can Kenny Pickett be a spot starter? Probably. Maybe. He's got a shot. I just don't have a lot of faith if Kenny Pickett's going to be your answer. If that was the guy with all the options still sitting on the table, right? Russell Wilson still out there. His name's been buzzed into reports. You have Aaron Rodgers, even though I hate that idea. His name is sitting out there. Definitely a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett. There's no question about that. And then there's, you know, Kirk Cousins could become available if the Falcons do so allow. I like Daniel Jones. You know, he'll probably be available. There's so many things that could play out that would pan out to be what you would think is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett. And I truthfully believe they would be, but I also don't think it's that far-fetched of an idea that you end up with Kenny Pickett as your starter back. Week one, under center, that Kenny ends up starting. It's not going to be the long-term solution. They're not going to turn to him for 17 games. But that maybe there's a route that you go where you're looking at a guy that's thrown just one more touchdown than interception in his career and only spent 2 years as starting quarterback after being a first-round pick and didn't work out in the division, could be just sitting under center for you a little bit longer, and you're probably not going to love the idea of that. You're probably not going to love the way that that pans out, but it might just be reality. 216-474-0092. Will Kenny Pickett get a chance to start at quarterback for the Browns in week one? We'll get into the scenario that I think could end up getting you there, and a lot more to come a little bit later on in the show. The Station Buzz at 7:40. At 9 o'clock, Get a Grip, as we always do. We'll bring in Anthony Allan at 10:20 for Change Your Mind. And a couple of good guests today. Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, going to be joining us at 8 o'clock to talk Myles Garrett, to talk Kenny Pickett, everything that's happened with the Browns this weekend. You're going to have it all on your table. Cameron Justice will cover you for that. And at 9:20, we'll talk a little bit of Cavs. We'll bring in Jackson Flickinger of Right Down Euclid and talk about a team that's 54-10 and not a team that's taking the rejected Steelers first-round picks and making them your quarterback option. Doesn't feel so bad. But 216-474-0092, will Kenny Pickett get a chance to start at quarterback? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's not where we want to be, but it's where we are. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here until 11 on the Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys on the Fan, asking you at 216-474-0092. Do you think Kenny Pickett will have a chance to start at quarterback? I have a little bit of a route that I think you end up getting there. We're going to get to that, but before we do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Special guest on the line. Formerly his time slot right here on The Fan. It is the one, the only, Jonathan Peterlin. JP, what's going on?
Jake, happy to call in. Congrats on taking over for me on the night show. I've been listening on my ride home, and I love how, like, the 720 segment, it's always loaded with phone calls, because that ultimately is what this show at night, 92.3 The Fan, should be. It's about the people, and you're going to learn over the next couple years that, like, you're find your Sid Capone. Or, in fact, maybe just wake Sid Capone up and make him your Sid Capone. That works, too. But it's all about the people at the nighttime, and I love that. And you're off to a great start. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thank you very much, JP. I appreciate that a ton.
Yeah, I mean, now let's talk about why you're not talking about Myles Garrett tonight. Are you really throwing Myles Garrett? I heard in the first segment. You're throwing all the Myles Garrett takes out the window?
No. We're not all out the window. No. That we'll talk to him about after. Listen, I do Cameron Justice. We'll talk to at 8 o'clock. Okay. After that, we'll talk a little Myles Garrett. But hey, listen, the Browns signed a quarterback today. We got to talk about the quarterback.
Is it embarrassing for your quarterback big board that he is not out of 30 quarterbacks? He wasn't on the list at all.
Make it worse. It was 34 total quarterbacks. He wasn't on the list. I was delaying putting him on it. I was like, he's not going to get traded. Nobody's actually going to commit to Kenny Pickett as a quarterback for their team. And let alone it was us.
How does it feel to know you put the janitor at the radio station on the board, but not Kenny Pickett, and he's now a quarterback for the Browns?
Doesn't feel good. Does not feel good to have Kenny Pickett now in the mix as a quarterback and not being a top 34 option. Yeah, it's pretty low. That's not a good feeling.
So are you a Kenny Pickett guy then, or are you just hoping that this is just the first domino to fall of many dominoes?
Oh, domino of dominoes. This cannot be the move. This cannot be the move at all. I need the exact opposite of this. This needs to be, oh, you have a pretty decent backup quarterback. That's good. And you have him for 2 years, because that's what the contract will allow. You get 2 years of Kenny Pickett. Solid backup quarterback. The Eagles worked with it. They won a Super Bowl.
So I agree with you. Now, does the Dalvin Tomlinson move, the more I think about that move, the more I get a little scared at the idea that they're actually not taking the quarterback at number two. And I swear, Anthony, if you make that the headline, I'm going to chop your head off, okay? The idea that Tomlinson is such a good player, and anytime anyone's just throwing away good players, it doesn't give me the encouragement that I need. Like, there's a real-world scenario out there that exists. I don't think this is likely, but there's a real scenario out there that exists that they look at Kenny Pickett, and they said, all right, 2 years of a Steelers offense where the Steelers don't know what to do with quarterbacks. That offense never works in Pittsburgh. It's constantly broke. Mike Tomlin doesn't know what to do with an offense. And they say to themselves, with the Eagles, by the way, a place that Andrew Berry thinks very highly of because he worked there and has called Howie Roseman the best GM in all of sports before, but he goes to the Eagles and maybe he's on the right track. And I feel like they think that there's a reclamation project to be had there. And it's based off the idea that the Steelers just don't know what they're doing with quarterbacks.
I don't think that's very far-fetched. I think that there's a legitimate chance Kenny Pickett ends up being your week one starter. That scares me. I don't like that. But the Dalvin Tomlinson move, I think, was more so like a money thing, and they feel like they have something in Kenny Pickett, and then you're probably looking to maybe give him weapons elsewhere, and you just drafted Mike Hall. Feels like a spot where you feel like you can move on, save a little money, and just bank on Mike Hall being decent. But yeah, I think there's a road to getting Kenny Pickett to be your week one starter. The problem is I don't think you get to that road without a quarterback also coming off the board, either at two or not far after.
I mean, my dream scenario, and maybe this could be the headline, Anthony, my dream scenario is that this opens up the way for the Browns at quarterback at number two, and it solidifies that, especially because I think Shador or Cam Ward, if this is all they end up doing, they win that quarterback battle, and I don't have to really debate with people whether or not the quarterback should start week one, and they would start week one on the same basis that Caleb Williams started week one, that Jaden Daniels started week one, that a lot of these quarterbacks coming out now do start week one, and they don't have that, like, one-year sit-on-the-bench thing that Patrick Mahomes went through in Kansas City. Like, if I ever needed more ammo to say, just throw them out there and see what you got, it would be going up against Kenny Pickett and making that the quarterback battle.
I just don't know that even a week one, I think the thing that you get to with Kenny Pickett, though, is if you decide, all right, we're going to let Kenny start the season, and then we'll go to the rookie quarterback at some point, I don't think that there's a way that Kenny probably overperforms and keeps that job. I also don't think there's a way that Kenny plays so badly that you're like, oh, we got to turn to him at week three. Like, he's okay. I think Kenny's probably like a good spot starter backup quarterback. He'll get you through three, four, six games, maybe, of being like still in it, where you're not looking at it going, and we're 1-5. This is terrible. Like, he's an intelligent quarterback. They could probably run the Stefanski system. He's not going to wow you. The problem is he's not going to lose you games. He's probably not going to win you a whole lot either. So he's just going to do exactly what Kevin Stefanski wants in a backup quarterback. And I think there's a path where you get him starting. And if you want six games of no quarterback, no rookie quarterback, and then, hey, Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, whichever one they decide to pick, you get to come in and start after that. I think feel like Kenny Pickett's actually the perfect move for that.
I mean, it just makes my life easier because I just get to tell people that Kenny Pickett will never start and whoever you take at number two overall will. And that's ultimately the dream that I want. And that's what I want to end up happening as the result of all this. I've been so adamant that if you take Cam Ward or Shador Sanders, they need to play right away. Make my life easier. Make it the debate Cam Ward or Shador Sanders versus Kenny Pickett. And I don't have to argue with people all day long about whether it's the right or wrong move. And they need to bake in the oven a little bit more. But, Jake, it's an incredibly hard show that you have to do tonight. Because, and I think it'll be hard for all of us as we maneuver through the next couple of days because there's so many moves in the chessboard that are yet to be made. And we don't know exactly what direction the Browns are going to go. And we're just kind of left in the dark. It's a thankless job sometimes, Jake. It's a lovely job, and it's a great job, and you get to appreciate doing it. But these are the days where you're like, jeez, could you give me just a little bit more so I don't sound like an idiot 24 hours from now or 48 hours from now?
Yeah, it feels like the reality of what's going to hit here is I'm just sitting here going, oh, we're going to throw a few darts at the board, and if we hit, we look really smart, and if not, we probably never mention it again and act like it never happened. It feels like the route to go down.
That isn't the right way to go down. Is that why you don't want to bring up Myles Garrett conversations? Were you dead wrong on that one?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I started off maybe I considered Myles Garrett a villain. I mean, we might get back to that, okay? I don't think he maybe was on the right side and then the flip-flop here. But by the time we were talking earlier or late last week, it was the Browns are in full control. Myles really has no leverage. And I think we got to a spot where Myles realized he had zero leverage. So I feel like we ended that one at least on the right foot. Maybe not started it, though.
No, so I agree with you on that. I don't think this is necessarily Myles saying he's happy and pleased and this was option A. I feel like if Myles Garrett was going to a restaurant, right, he ordered one option and they were like, sorry, we're all out of that. That's option A is him being traded to a different team while also getting a $40 million a year contract. Option B, and unfortunately the kitchen was closed on this one for Myles Garrett as well, was being sent to a contending team even if the deal and the money didn't match the way that he wanted. And this was kind of like option C. This was like, all right, fine. You're out of the steak sandwich. You're out of the corned beef. I guess I'll settle for the chicken parm. And it's still nice. It's a still good meal. It can work out great in everyone's favor. But it's not what Myles truly wanted at the end of the day. I really will go to my grave believing that he wanted to be on a contending team while also getting paid $40 million a year. And he settled for the idea that the Browns just dug their heels and dug their feet into this one and weren't going to budge off of it, and he just kind of accepted it. Kind of a shock that he just relented as quick as he did, but at least we got there in front of free agency.
Yeah, I mean, JP, he sat there and sold himself to everybody on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. He was like, yeah, I'd love to play with Jaden Daniels. That would be great. He's currently sitting and playing with Kenny Pickett. I don't think that was his dream, but I don't know that we can just sit there and go, yeah, Miles, this was a goal all along. That's why he told you, I would love to play for the Commanders. Oh, the Eagles would be great. Wouldn't it be nice to play with that defense with Jalen Hurts on the other side of the ball? And he was like, no, I always wanted to be in Cleveland. And it was, we got exactly what we wanted at the end of the day. Now, I think you're right. Once you get to plan C here, it was, well, $160, $160 million. For me, it'd be $160. $160 million on the table. That's about enough to just make him go, yeah, we can live with it.
So I heard you ripping off one of my Fan Focus segments. Is that true?
I don't know that I would call it ripping off your Fan Focus segment. It's currently for 740. We're going to push it back.
It would make me feel better if you just said straight rip off. I don't even know. I don't know what the segment is. But if you just told me it's straight rip off, it might make my night.
I can't do that. I'm not a thief, JP. I'm not a thief. It's similar. It's similar. We play clips from earlier in the day, but it's all guests.
Oh, yeah?
It's all guests. It's all the guests. It's what all the guests had to say. Yes.
Okay. We cut out those crappy hosts. We just made it all about the guests. I like that. Jake, you're killing it. I'm happy you got the gig. I'm looking forward to see how you develop with it. And the biggest compliment I can give you is that on my ride home after doing 5 hours, I listened to you. And I always thought that was so cool at night when, like, Nick would come back the next day and he'd be like, yeah, I caught you last night. Or like, Ken or Anthony would send me a text and be like, man, that 740 segment was awesome. I love that stuff. Because it's so hard after doing a whole day yourself to then, like, get wrapped around it, but you make it easy. And so I'm looking forward to hearing you for many years to come, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, JP. I look forward to hopefully being here for many years to come. That will only be determined by maybe our boss, Keith Britton, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that's a good sign.
Okay, you said it, not me. Hi, Jake.
All right. Hi, JP. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, that was our very own Afternoon Drives, Jonathan Peterlin. They had really good stuff today, too. A very packed show for them. And they'll be back, of course, tomorrow, 2 to 7, as you can always listen, as you should always listen. Listen, one of the best shows out there. If you listen to the station, I mean, they're all the best show out there. Truly, two stand-up people, though. But I do want to get to some of your calls on this as well, especially around the Kenny Pickett stuff, just because I do think there's a route that we get to where Kenny Pickett is your starting quarterback week one. I'm not saying that he's your starting quarterback for 2025. I'm not saying you sit him down and you say, listen, Kenny, we need you to do exactly what you did in Pittsburgh, which is win 9 or 8 games and get us to next year. And then it'll be, hopefully you revitalize your career and get you somewhere else. This is Kenny Pickett's going to come in, start a few games, and you're going to rely on him to do that. If he wows you, congratulations. Reality is he probably won't. It'll be sitting there. And the route that you get to is Kenny Pickett steps in, starts these few games. JP laid it out. Andrew Berry, very fond of the Eagles, thinks of them very highly. They had Kenny Pickett in the room. They clearly trusted him enough that if Jalen Hurts would have went down, Kenny Pickett would have been the guy that has to step up and make the difference. He has to be the guy that steps into the Jalen Hurts role and keeps this offense moving. And at times we saw Kenny Pickett look good last year. So then Andrew Berry picks it up and says, okay, maybe this is a reclamation project. Maybe this is something that I can turn to and say, hopefully I have something here. But I don't think the Browns would be content going, yeah, Kenny Pickett's our quarterback for 2025. Andrew Berry's not going to stick his foot in the ground and say, I'm going to put my job on the line with Kenny Pickett being the guy that has to do this and has to win me games. I think the most likely scenario you get to is they bring in Kenny Pickett. Maybe he starts week one, but there's no way they roll through this thing with him being the only quarterback without taking a quarterback near the top of the draft. Whether that's at 2, whether that's at 33, there has to be somebody they're eyeing that they like, that Kenny Pickett becomes a legitimate option for them. I don't see it any other way. 216-474-0092. We'll push back the station buzz to later on in the show. We want to get to some of your calls on this. And whether or not you think the Browns are still drafting a quarterback and whether or not Kenny will start week one. Again, 216-474-0092. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. Expected move, but the move that's done. It's reported. Reported so far. Was it the Chargers? He's going to the Chargers on a deal. Jax, you flipped it to me.
The deal is not done yet, but it's most likely to get done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Going to the Chargers. Everything just gets flipped on its head. I figured that the Chargers are drafting a quarterback relatively high. They need a run game. The Harbaugh offense, I thought, would take it. But apparently, Najee, I mean, he's at least running back by committee, right? Like, he's a guy that you hand half the carries to, I would think. Oh, free agency's fun. It's been moving on day one. There has been a lot more than I thought would happen. We'll get to a lot more of that coming up. But I do want to get to your calls at 216-474-0092. I also want to take a look at our social media mentions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. That guy in Cleveland popping in saying if their only options at quarterback are Watson, Pickett, and a rookie, I don't see Stefanski and Barry keeping their jobs. I think it would depend, because obviously Watson's not a legitimate option. Both, you're moving on from that option, and he's going to be hurt for a majority of the year. You're not turning to him. It really depends what the rookie does in that case, I think. Like, if your options are Cam Ward and Kenny Pickett, and Cam Ward comes out, or replace him with Shador, whatever you like, but Cam Ward comes out and balls out, it looks like a stud, yeah, I think they'd probably keep their jobs. I think you'd probably have a pretty good chance there. Lang also popping in. I hope Pickett's the backup plan in case Cousins doesn't get released. He can be the backup until the rookie's ready. Hopefully he never plays. Listen, I have no faith in Kenny Pickett, okay? Just about zero. I'm very much realizing that I think the Cleveland fan base in general, that you guys have a lot less faith in Kenny Pickett than even I do, okay? And he's low. I'm not saying I got a ton of faith in Kenny. It is a low bar to have to clear. You guys just feel like you're lower on it than me. Again, 216-474-0092. Will Kenny Pickett get a chance to start at quarterback? And do you think the Browns are still drafting one? Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Jerry is in Cleveland. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to say I'm hoping Stefanski was involved in this, you know, knowing what kind of quarterback he could work with. And I'm not saying that Kenny Pickett's going to be good, but I'm saying maybe he could be like Jacoby Brissett, who was, well, actually Jacoby Brissett did pretty good for us, but maybe he could fit into Stefanski's system. And that's what Stefanski's going to work with. And we're going to draft Zadore Sanders, let's say, and maybe by game eight, Zadore Sanders will be playing. Because look at the quarterbacks, Geno Smith, for example. He looked bad till he got with the right coach and into the right system. But I'm hoping the Browns also pick up another offensive lineman and a running back. Because what happens with a lot of these young quarterbacks, they get into a system. Pittsburgh's offense was horrible. Their offensive line was horrible. And you can't get a rookie quarterback or a young quarterback and all of a sudden put him into a situation where the offensive line isn't good, you don't have a running game, and then you expect him to play good.
Yeah, Jerry, I think you're to some degree right on that, but also, I don't know. Like, I don't think there's a role here where Kenny Pickett comes in and then also is Jacoby Brissett. Even Geno Smith. The problem with Kenny Pickett coming in and being Geno Smith is that, yeah, you might look decent, right? And that's a legitimate possibility, by the way. I don't think that's a crazy comparison. Being Geno Smith if you're Kenny Pickett, hopefully without the money. But you know what Geno Smith gets you? You sit there with Geno, and he pushes on, he pushes along, and he gets you to 9-10 wins, and you're not going to win a playoff game. Even now, that's what Geno Smith has turned into. He's not going to be a quarterback that elevates above that. He's a really good bridge quarterback. He's a really good quarterback that you get while you're also trying to find what is your next plan, what is your next option at quarterback. And I'm sort of hoping that's not what you run into with Kenny Pickett. I would honestly rather him be worse than Geno Smith to the point where you turn to a rookie quarterback. I would much rather have that. Go back out of the phones. Lamar is in Akron. What's going on, Lamar?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. What do you got?
I think it's the worst decision ever.
What'd you say?
I think picking it up is the worst decision ever.
The worst decision ever. Why is that?
What is he going to do for us?
Well, he's going to play quarterback, whether good or bad, but he's going to play quarterback.
It's going to be bad because we're not making no moves in the free agency for him to have nobody to throw it to. Jerry Jeudy ain't going to cut it.
So just a recap of, you think Kenny Pickett's a bad move because there's no options to for him to throw the ball to?
I think it's a bad move for him to be the starter. For him to be a starter. We got to get another quarterback. He could be a good backup.
Okay, I mean, I can get behind that, Lamar. I don't think that him being a backup quarterback's all that crazy. I also don't think that Jerry Jeudy would be the problem. I think once you get to wide receiver 2 and 3, that's when you start considering the problem for the Browns. But I don't think Jerry Judy's going to be the issue. I think you have some talent that you need to find throughout the draft process or throughout free agency, and which guys are getting picked up. And the Browns have been relatively quiet outside. Not relatively quiet. They've been dead silent outside of getting Kenny Pickett. Yeah, backup is sort of the prime scenario. Again, where I see this being the most likely, the most fit, is that, yeah, you might get Kenny for a few games, and then he might step in. I don't want Kenny Pickett to have to start games. I hope, and I'm very hopeful they bring in, and, you know, Kirk Cousins get released, and they bring in Kirk, or there's another quarterback there sitting there. Maybe, I don't want Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers would be an upgraded quarterback on the field. It's a bit of a nut job Aaron is, but he's a better quarterback on the field than Kenny Pickett is in my mind. You're probably better off there. I definitely don't want Russ. All the rumors about Russ, keep that away from me. Okay, they played with Pittsburgh, not good enough. Too much of a character here. I don't really want Russell Wilson, but would be a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett. If those are my two options, I would probably say okay, maybe Russ. But two, you know, failed Steelers quarterbacks doesn't feel that great either. I would say I'd love if you brought in another veteran. Pick your poison, right? I like Daniel Jones as the quarterback's left. A lot of you, I'm sure, don't like Daniel Jones as the quarterback's left. I don't care. I would just love if you're bringing another one. But if you do stick with Kenny, there's no way you're handing him a whole season. He's going to eventually be your backup, but that's with the idea you're drafting another quarterback. Kenny Pickett is not going to be a 17-game quarterback. There's no way the Browns are planning on relying on that. He was a reach when you took him in the first round of 2022 if you're Pittsburgh. He was a reach for the 2 years following after that and a disappointment. Then he went to Philly and was the backup quarterback there. Nobody was even, I think, turning their head going, Kenny might get a starting job. Kenny could end up being a starting quarterback here in 2025, the way that we do for other quarterbacks that end up being backups in the league, where you sit there and try to figure out, maybe this guy, Daniel Jones right now, maybe he could be a quarterback, or Sam Darnold was a backup in San Fran. He's picked up some steam, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if he would have gotten the starting job week one in Minnesota, but he ended up with it after J.J. McCarthy got hurt, and he kept it, and he won him 14 games. He's not that type of quarterback. He's not the guy that picked up all that steam and had it going into the next year. It was, Kenny Pickett's a decent backup, won a Super Bowl ring. He'll probably end up being a good backup for the rest of his career, and we thought we were done, dusted, didn't have to talk much about it, but now all of a sudden he's back into the mix. Back into the mix, and you're sitting here waiting for trying to figure out, what happens from here? What do the Browns do after this that makes Kenny either, this is a legitimate option, and as they say, he's going to, quote, compete to play quarterback for the Browns in 2025. Is he competing with another veteran? Is he really option number three in the room, sort of a break glass in case of emergency guy? Or are they going into this thinking that Kenny Pickett is basically a Sam Darnold-esque quarterback, a Geno Smith-esque quarterback that, beginning of his career, failure. And then he turns it around. He can actually be pretty decent. He can help lead a team. I think that's the problem that you start to run into, is which one of these do you actually feel ends up being reality? And which of these do the Browns play out? And we won't know probably for the next few days. And if they're targeting Kirk Cousins, we might not know for weeks. That whole scenario hasn't played itself out yet. 216-474-0092. Let's go back out to the phones. Martin's in Strongsville. What's going on, Martin?
Hey, Jake, a couple of things. Number one is, I told you the Browns held all the leverage with Miles. Second thing is this, is I'm a DoorDash driver. Don't talk to me about sitting in line at Taco Bell's late at night. Third thing is this, is that, think about it this way. We replaced Dorian Thompson-Robinson with Kenny Pickett, okay? Compare the two. Which one would you rather have?
Yeah, Kenny Pickett all day long.
Kenny Pickett. Yeah. Exactly. So you got to look at the stuff in the parameters and with. Fourth thing, this is very important. Kirk Cousins has a clause in his contract that if he's with Atlanta on St. Patrick's Day, they have to pay him a $10 million bonus. Do you really think they want to pay that to him? So that's kind of the deadline we have to keep our eyes on in terms of Kirk Cousins, okay? And I think that with the release of the defensive end today, I think that that pretty much assures that what I think is going to happen, and I've been right so far, Jake, you may hate it, that you're going to see Abdul Carter or Mason Graham picked with a number two pick, and then you're going to see us pick one of the further back quarterbacks with that second rounder, because that would be it. If you get that veteran quarterback and you get two guys, the young guy and Kenny Pickett, fighting it out for the backup, that's probably going to be the best in terms of development. And that's just the way I see the Browns operating. And I see it from a business standpoint once again, because of the way that they're shifting their financial costs in this whole program.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a ton of sense, Martin. I appreciate the call. It makes a ton of sense for the Browns. Again, I think releasing Dalvin Tomlinson is a money move. You open up moves to make, roster and cap space to make a move somewhere else. That's going to make a lot of sense, where you have the money to go out and do this, and you just drafted Michael Hall. I just don't know are you really waiting? Like, the only way that this happens, by the way, and clearly they had a plan in mind. There had to be a plan in mind. At least I think so. You sat down with the top quarterbacks. You sat down with Shador. You sat down with Cam last week, and you learned something. Something happened in those conversations that then very quickly, Myles Garrett changed his mind. The Browns are making moves at quarterback. Everybody's back, and the Browns are back in full force, deciding no Dalvin this year. We bring in Kenny Pickett. We bring Miles back. and there has to be something to be done at quarterback. I don't know if they learned those aren't the guys or those are the guys, but one of those two things had to happen. Let's see if Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, has any more insight on that as well. Her reaction to Kenny Pickett being traded for by the Cleveland Browns, turning away DTR in a fifth, and her whole reaction to the Myles Garrett thing. That's coming up in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.